It's Manny Hill back here on the School News Podcast on MPS Voices. And, you know, Minneapolis Public Schools is looking to continue to build for the future. And part of that is by opening things up for people like you, the listener, who could make great teachers. And there's a program in place that helps set up new teachers for success. It's called the Grow Your Own Pathways. And here to talk about that with me is Ryan Mulso, Administrator for Teacher Apprenticeships at MPS. Ryan, how are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, great to talk about this program. It's called Grow Your Own Pathways. And why don't you tell our listeners a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so there's multiple pathways. So there's multiple different options to meet folks where they're at. We have our longest running pathways called the Minneapolis and St. Thomas Teacher Residency. And so the residency program has been around for 8 years. It takes somebody who has a bachelor's degree already, gets them to a master's and then a license in either special education or in elementary education. So there's two different ways you can go within that program itself. Then there's also our Minneapolis Academy, which is new this year. That helps folks who already have a degree and then want to be able to shift license into special education. So it's for someone who say, I have a communications degree, I'm interested in teaching, and hey, wait a minute, I want to be able to do this officially long-term for my career, so I'm going to get a license in special education. And then there's my pathway, the teacher apprenticeship, which takes somebody who has an associate's degree, so you're about halfway through your college degree, and earns a bachelor's degree plus a license. And we just launched our special ed pathway, so anybody who wants to do that, we're going through a two-year program, and when they're done, they'll get a license and a bachelor's degree in special education. And then starting in the fall, we'll be working on a pre-K through sixth grade pathway for them, so they could get a license and become an early educator or an elementary teacher.
Awesome. And you know, Grow Your Own Pathways as a whole, what would you say are the overall goals of that?
Really, it's to, you know, increase diversity amongst our staff. So, you know, we want to make sure that our teachers reflect our community and our students. And so that's one way that we're working on this. But also it's to really just enrich and grow pathways for our staff. You know, we know that getting into teaching can be a challenging kind of function. And so having this variety of different options to our staff members is some way that we want to support their growth. We also want to see, you know, how do we really live out our values of anti-racism? And this is one of those ways, by breaking down barriers and offering opportunities to folks that, you know, don't exist in other districts, which is really great.
Who are some of your ideal candidates for this program?
I always kind of say aunts and uncles, Theos and Theas. People who have, you know, a heart for kids, people who are really passionate about working with children, you know, and that can be from a variety of ages. Maybe you are the person who, you know, during holidays is playing with the younger ones, or maybe you're out, you know, with the older kids, you know, taking them out to different trips or going on, you know, playing sports with them or different activities. Those are the people that we want to bring to MPS, people who have a really strong heart for kids.
Awesome. We're talking with Ryan Mulso, who's an administrator for teacher apprenticeship at Minneapolis Public Schools. We're talking about the Grow Your Own Pathways program, which really helps support building new and younger and aspiring teachers who may be one of a part of Minneapolis Public Schools. So, Ryan, you talked about the three pathways: St. Thomas Residency, MPS Academy, and of course your department, the teacher apprenticeship. On the apprenticeship, can you tell us a little bit more about the Forward Together program that was launched this year?
Yeah, it's one of the first in the state, so we're excited about this. Imagine being able to take classes during the day and get paid for it. It's a really unique opportunity where somebody can learn and earn at the same time. You have a mentor that's working with you for 2 years to support you on what that means in the teaching profession. So if you have questions, someone's right there to answer. So it's this embedded learning. It's also compensation as you go through. There's a raise as you go through this process. It's really, really transformative in the sense that it's changing the way we think about preparing people to be teachers. I don't know, when I was a student teacher years ago, I had to go broke. I remember I went like $5,000 in credit card debt. This is flipping that on its head and saying, hey, how can we pay you money rather than you spending money to become a teacher and growing as a professional?
That's fantastic. And if listeners are interested in one of these programs, how can they get more information?
Yeah, if you're really interested, you can reach out to my department at mps.gyo@mpls.k12.mn.us. And that is a letter salad, so I'll do it one more time. It's mps.gyo@mpls.k12.mn.us.
Awesome, awesome. And of course, we'll post that on this for on-demand purposes. If you're interested, we'll post all that information that Ryan just went over on how to contact and get more information as well on mpsvoices.com. Ryan, this seems like a really great program and a great way to get some teachers in at Minneapolis Public Schools. And it's really cool. So thank you so much for sharing the information with us today.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks so much.